Can you base Amid Aleph has the sugya of Shemesh Shavah Pruta B'Madai? Shemesh Shavah Pruta B'Madai, it's a famous Gemara that if you Mekadesh and Isha with something that's not worth a Pruta here, Chazal were afraid maybe in Madai, some other place, it's worth a Pruta, and Chashinu L'Kiddush. Now, the question of Shavah Pruta B'Madai is its own topic. What I'd like to share with you today is a sort of a major topic in Hilchin, the Halacha L'Maisa of Sfeikas and Kedushin, which is based on this Gemara, which you could easily miss. I want to tell you one of the sort of big topics. Big, I mean, when you have tshuvas about Kedushin, you don't know if they're Kedushin or not, they come down to the following sort of major question, and it's totally, for the most part, in this sugya. The question is this. It's a given that Kedushin needs Eidim, what we call Eidus L'Kiyumei. If you do Kedushin without Eidim, it's not a Kedushin. If a man and a woman, they really mean it, they want to get married, and he gives her a Pruta, he says, Arvut Esh Libi Pruta Zu, it's nothing. If there are no two Eidim, Kedushin is not Chal, because there's a Halacha that Gittin, Kedushin, and Yibam B'Chalitza need Eidus L'Kiyumei. If you don't have Eidus, it's nothing. You must have Eidus or it's nothing. Why? It's not today's sugya. That's a given. There's no question. The question is the following. What do the Eidim have to see? If you're Eidei Kedushin, you get called up, what exactly are you responsible to see? Now, certain things we know you have to see. Certain things that you don't have to know. For example, you get called up, you have to see that the chosim puts the ring on the kala's finger. That's pashtus, the obligation. You have to know that he gave a kedushin. That's your job. Now, do you know?
Value.
Maybe it's a brother and a sister, and kedushin is not chal. I never met them before. Maybe it's a brother and a sister. Maybe there's no kedushin. So the answer is, the eidim don't have to be rabbis. They don't have to be rabbanim. They see, they report to Beis Din what they saw, and it's up to Beis Din to decide if Kedushin HaTaifis or not. So that Eidim have to see a certain amount, and a certain amount they don't have to see. But they have to see a Dova Boru. Now there's a Maram, I assume it's a Maram Rutenberg. It's quoted in the Paiskim, in the Beis Shmuel, in the Chalkas V'Chaikak. You say, what happens if Eidim see Kedushin? And they're not sure if it's a Kedushin. What they see in those, they say, I saw him throw Kedushin to her. I'm not sure if it landed closer to him or closer to her. So what's a din? What's a din? Not a Kedushin at all, says the Maram. Not even a Safik. Gemara seems to say it's a Safik. You're about to quote the Gemara in Masechtas. They said, Maram says there's nothing doing. If you have to have two Eidim. The Eidim say, we saw him throw Kedushin to her, and we don't know if it was closer to her or closer to him. So zero. It's not a Kedushin. You have no Eidim. Heshi is showing off. He knows there's a Gemara that says, if you throw Kedushin, Safik Haravloi, Safik Haravloi, it's a Safik. The answer is that the Rashi says it means trey v'trey. You have two Eidim say it was closer to him. Two Eidim say it was closer to her. So then it's a Safik Kedushin. You have two Eidim that say we know there was a Kedushin. But you see, if Eidim go up and they're not sure that they saw a Kedushin, then it's zero. A Safik, the Maram says, if Eidim saw a Safik Kedushin, there's no Eidim, and finished. Everything is done. Which has tremendous ramifications. All the different shailas about Kedushin Derashchaik. The tshuva is, I always feel, to be a Godel Hadar, you have to have a tshuva about Kedushin Derashchaik. In every generation, you take a Behuder, a Bekiveigach, some Sefer, every Godel Hadar has to have at least one tshuva where somebody did Kedushin for a joke, and the question is if it's chal. So Ramosha has two tshuvas, one in Luban, one who was a Godel Hadar in there, and one in America. Everybody has tshuvas, they Kedushin Derashchaik. So L'chayr, according to this, nothing to talk about. Eidim, they don't know if they were serious. So till now, I thought, they don't know. It's a Safi Kedushin. According to the Maharam, if you don't know, it's Vadai not a Kedushin. That's what seems to come out. That's what seems to come out from this Maharam's rule.
That,
what?
If
they, we don't know if they were serious. You have a guy and a girl, they're laughing and joking and give Kedushin.
So when you get up there?
No, if it's a fancy wedding and you walk down with a white gown and they have two candles, yeah, then we know it's serious. The tshuvas are about people that were goofing off and doing kedusha. That's where it is. But you have, there has to be das for kedusha.
Yeah, but
the
eidah can never know das. They can only say what they saw.
So eidah can only say what they think they saw.
But that's why if they don't know if they're twins or not.
Okay, we'll get to the pratim. The rule of the Maharam is you have to see what looks to you to be a vade kedusha.
If eidah saw that they were vade joking, it's also
not
good.
So the Ramah says there's no vade joking.
There's no vade
joking. Maybe the two of them really want. You know, there was the Meister with the carnival in one of the modern schools where they had a booth where a boyfriend and girlfriend did a kedushin. And Ramesh took it very seriously. He said, maybe they really want to be married. How do you know? No, so Maharam is saying that if they're Vadai, they saw a Kedushin, it's a Kedushin. If they're Sufik, what they saw, it's Ois Kedushin. It's definitely not a Kedushin, because it's missing Edis Lekiula. The Kasha on this Maharam is, guess what? What's Shreya from the Maharam? Shema Shava Pruta B'madai, our Gemara. Well, no, the Maharam is saying a rule. Anytime Edim see Kedushin and they're not sure if it's a marriage, so it's nothing. Edis L'kiyume means you have to have Edim who see something for certain. That's the Maram's rule. If they see Safi Karav, Lai Safi Karav, it's nothing. So the Gemara says, if you see a man give a woman something that's definitely not worth a pruta here, and you're not sure, maybe it's worth a pruta and madai, so the Gemara says, Chashinu L'kiddushin. So this is a stira to the Maram's rule. Maram's rule is it's only a kedushin. If the Edom saw a vadai kedushin, and the Gemara says, "Uchayshu shemeshava pruta b'madai." Most rishonim, there's some rishonim who learn shemeshava pruta b'madai. The Rosh learns is gezeira de rabbanon. It's not really a din, but most rishonim learn it's a din Torah that shemeshava pruta b'madai. So this is the problem that everybody is trying to explain. What?
The Rosh is
Maram's Talmud. Okay, good. So maybe. Could be. So this is where all the tumbling is about. And I'm going to speak out. Ktsais Nesivis. Ktsais has a Pshat. Nesivis has a Pshat. And the Shariyosh has a Pshat. Or Ramesh is somewhere in between. So I'll speak out to Ktsais Nesivis. But the Nekuda, I just would like you to understand, because this is sort of a global Nekuda, is that given, Kedusha needs Eidus L'Kiyume. If you don't have Eidus, it's nothing. Comes the Maram, and the Maram said, the Maram, if you need to look it up, is in the Beis Shmuel and Simin Lamed Sivkat and Tes. The Maram says, if you saw something that's a Safik, again, his place is, you threw Kedushin, Safik Kar of Law, Safik Kar of Law. It's not a Safik Kedushin. It's Vadai not a Kedushin. Because you don't have Edom. Edom don't know if it's Kar of Law, Kar of Law. It's Vadai not a Kedushin. That's the Maram's rule. The kasha is, what do you do with Shema Shava Pruta B'madai, where we are chayshish for a kedushin? So we have to have a rule that's somewhere in between. So the Ktsais and the Sivis each has his rule. The Sivis is a chayshimish, but it's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva in Hilchas Kedushin and Simul Chavtes of Cotton Days. So the Sivis, as usual, Kedarkai has the most glatta Svara, easiest Svara to work with. The Siva says a rule. The job of witnesses is to see. They have to see and repeat it to Bezdin. If they see a clear thing, they report it to Bezdin. And that's a good edus. So what do you have here? Shemeshava pruta b'madai. Somebody took a daisy, picked it out of the ground, and he said to a woman, Hareem Akdeshesli with this daisy. The Edom saw klar what happened. Shema Shava Pruta B'madai is Bezdin's business. You think you called people up for Eidei Kedushin They know that a pruta, 192 prutas in a dinner, and whatever the Gemara goes through, they don't know what's a pruta. Not Tamil Chum that he'll tell you they're not sure what a pruta is. Aiden don't have to know halacha, they have to see the physical thing that takes place. I'll tell you a secret. Why does the Eidei Kedushin ask the Eidim if it's worth a pruta? I'll tell you, the minig is in Pischei Tshuva. I'll tell you what it says. Rav Belsky used to make fun all the time. I'll tell you, Rav Belsky made fun of a lot of things, but he's Rav Belsky. It says the reason, you know why he asked the Eidim if it's worth a pruta? Anybody know why? Why do we ask the Eidim if it's worth a pruta? So that the Kala should hear that even if it's only worth a pruta, it's a kedushin. So Rav Belsky used to make fun. A lot of besides your kedushin, take the ring. The kala is here, the chasen is here. They go to the Eidim like this. Is it worth a pruta? The kala doesn't hear anything. She's busy saying tilim. Didn't hear anything. So Rav Belsky used to say, kala, listen. I don't know what she's thinking. Kala, listen. And then Eidim, is it worth a pruta? Eidim would say yes. And I was once Eidim in a wedding, I think in Cleveland. And was it your wedding? Rav Gifter was by your wedding, right? No? Okay, it was one of the ways I was in Cleveland. And the Masada Kedushin asked the Eidim, is it worth a pruta? And what Eidim said, oh, it's much more than a pruta. So he said, no, I didn't ask you that. That's the whole point. The Kala has to hear that even if it's worth a pruta, it's good, that, you know, that's good. So it's really for the Kala to hear it. But anyway, the Eidim have to... The Nesivis says such a glatta thing. He says, Eidim have to report what they saw. If you throw the get, and you don't know if it's closer to him or closer to her, it's no good. The Eidim's job is to know what they see. They say, I don't know if it's closer to him, closer to her. They didn't see a full thing. Hashem came, B'shava Pruta B'madai. They know. The man took a daisy or a... the dandelion, and he gave it to her. He said, what's a prut today? They say, I don't know what a prut is. I don't know. That's Bez's job. That's not my job. This is Nesivis. The Nesivis is very glata mahalach. The Ktsais, actually, in the Avnei Meluim. They have to be able to repeat what they saw. And worth a prut? It's up to Bez to figure it out. The Ktsais in the Avnei Meluim in Lamed Aleph Sivkat and Zayin says, he says already Kederach HaKtsais, he says more with the thumb. He says Eidim have to say a Haggadah that it's possible for them to investigate. They don't have to investigate. But for the Eidim to say a Haggadah, they have to be able to investigate what they saw. In other words, they say, I know it was closer to him or closer to her. What are you going to do now? You can investigate it. Now, if they know the spot where he was standing, the spot she was standing, the spot of land, and they can make a ruler, that's fine. But it has to be a davar she'efshel lehisbara. In order to be Eidim, the Eidim have to be Eidim Mevar. Now, they say, it was a Kaddish with a little flower. Is it worth a pruta? We don't know. It's possible to be Mevar. The Ktsaisis Mahalach is, anything that's possible to be mevarer is you'll be mevarer later. The Eidim has to be b'shas ma'isa. No, Eidim have to see it, and later on they could try to figure out the ramifications of it. So he says that's why by shava pruta b'day it's good. It's possible for the Eidim to investigate, and by safik kar of law, it's not good. It's a gigantic nafkamina. By a get. A get is the same thing. I just look at you, mate. By a get, the Eidim read the get. Then it gets folded up, because the get has to fit into the two hands of the Isha, so it gets folded up. So the Eidim read the get, and they watch it to make sure it's the same get. It gets folded up, put in her hand, and she's kind of it. And the minute it gets afterwards, they take it back and they read it again. The Shaila is, what happens if Eidim didn't read the get beforehand? They see the handing over of the get b'shas ma'isa, but they don't know if it's a get or not. So a man takes this folded up piece of paper, says hariat mugureshes whatever begetzu, and puts it in her hand. Is that a good edus or not? So this is already a tumul in many tshuvas. It's totally in the machlokes, and the sivus, and the ktsais. The ktsais says it's efshel of error. You can be mevar. If you put it in the hand, you open it up, and you mevar it. So it's a good get. But you see, the Maram says they have to know what they saw. At the time it was given over, they didn't know what they were seeing. It was a folded piece of paper. They don't know what's in it. That's according to the Ktsais, you have to see and be Mevara later. It's good. According to the Sivis, they have to see a whole thing. They're irresponsible. The Eidus on a get, and they don't know what it says in a piece of paper. According to the Sivis, it's no good. So this is the Chalukei Deis on the topic. Rather, some Seifa has that I have here on the sheet. Without this whole Agdom, it's really hard to appreciate what a Sayyatza Medavarenu is. So, what? What's the difference between... Because Shemesh Avapruta, I can tell the business, it's your job to figure out if it's worth a pruta.
It's your job to figure out if it's a good get.
Well, you have to bring the get to them. That's not the point. It means the Haggadah is enough. But Shemesh Avapruta B'madai, you tell the Bez what you saw, and they can be Mevirit. They don't have to see. By the get, they have to see it's the same piece of paper. You can't travel to Bez and say, I saw a folded up piece of paper. How are they going to be Mevirit?
No, but they don't even need the coin anymore. They could know that in Madai...
That's the point.
Right.
They don't need the
coin.
They
could bring the paper. Yes, they could bring the paper to the basin. And then the basin could see what they
like. But that's not how God to say this, according to... The Ktsai says it could be Mavar later. Even Ibez could be Mavar. You could be Mavar. But they have to see a whole thing.
They saw a whole thing.
They saw a folded piece of paper there. But this piece of paper is not a Haggadah's Eidus. Haggadah's has to be what was given. The Eidus of a get, the Nesivus is saying, the Eidus of a get, when the get is done, the Eidus has to either be Yeschal or not Chal. There's no such thing as being Mevar later. The facts later. You can Mevar if it's worth Puta B'madai. Okay, I'll try, Yemitz Hashem, to get back to the topic, but the Nekuda, Shemesh of Apruta B'madai, that its ramifications are in the whole din of Eidus, that was, I think, the point that I wanted to make.